Hare Krishna. Hope you all don't mind me continuing sort of yesterday's theme. This morning, Radha Krishna Prabhu made a sort of a presentation of some of those information and statistics that were on from Earth Day. That link that I put on yesterday. I was just sitting there and just seeing all of these things are that by 2050 there's going to be more plastic in the oceans than fish. That the water resources are depleted so that within the next 20 years wars are going to be fought over water. Say the average person on this planet produces 50 tons of garbage, 500 kilos of garbage, half a ton of garbage. It's just really mind-boggling what we're actually doing to this world. And we're just born into it. For me, it was called life, and so for most everybody else. And we're not environmentalists. We're not campaigners for saving the world. We are campaigners for saving the world, but in a spiritual way, we're Hare Krishnas, and we're spreading the chanting of the holy name. But at the same time, we can't be oblivious to what we're part of. We can't not care. It's not my business. It is our business. It is our business to live with minimal violence. We're vegetarians. We're vegetarians because it's a lifestyle of living with minimal violence. We do commit violence for eating because vegetable life, fruit life means some violence we're committing, but it's minimal and it's permitted. And it's not that Krishna consciousness or the life that Krishna showed is not without its own conception or picture of environmental care and a stable environment. Krishna used to, cowherd boys and the cows, they drank from the lakes and rivers. You can't swim in lakes and rivers now, what to speak of, drink from them. I used to, when I was a young boy in the Laurentians in Canada, went hiking for the day. I didn't take a bottle of water with me, a plastic bottle of water. I just drank from the streams, and I'm still here to talk about it. In fact, we did it when we were on Sankirtan, on traveling Sankirtan. So we can't not care. And if we care, then at least we need to, as an institution, as temples, as individuals, as congregations, we need to at least do as much as we can to minimize our contribution to destroying the environment. But the world that we're living in, the world, well, I'm also living in, but I'm going to say you're living in, is different than the world I lived in. I just said I drank river water, creek water. And the world we're living in now is going to be a different world than our children and great-grandchildren live in. We are, literally speaking, destroying the world for them. But we're not just destroying the world, we're destroying them. Because we're creating so many different chemicals, plastics that are getting into the life cycle, into the very fiber of the food chain, that it's ultimately affecting everyone. And of course, everyone's breathing the same air. we're using the same facilities, the same water, that we're living on the same land. And these things are changing, and they're changing the quality of life for future generations. So do we care? And if we care, what will we do about it? Make some effort. Go in that direction. For one, we don't use plastic bags. France and Ireland banned plastic bags. That's the end of plastic bags in the whole country. ISKCON were to ban plastic bags, if every devotee household banned plastic bags, well, what do I take my things in away from the store? You take a bag to the store, and you don't take their plastic bags, you just take it away. And similarly, if we look for alternatives, educate ourselves somewhat, and look for alternatives systematically, one by one, in things, then at least we're on our way to doing the right thing. And why would we do that? Because we care. Because we care about Bhumi Devi. Because we care about future generations. Because if this world gets too wild, it's going to be very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness in it also. It will affect us because we're conditioned souls. And we're contaminating, making worse the conditions in which we're living. And that's going to make our Krishna consciousness more difficult. So let's care. Let's do something. Let's take some steps, even if they're baby steps. But let's keep taking steps in a way that we live like Krishna lived. No plastic bags, no waste, no chemicals, no industry, no pollutants. Just the sound of the flute, agricultural-based economy with cow protection, milk consumption as the basis. As Prabhupada said, simple living, high thinking. Not just for some farms somewhere off in the country somewhere, but for everyone. Simple living, high thinking. Hare Krishna.